Athene has sped her on to King Odysseus's house, to spare Penelope, worn with pain and sobbing, further spells of grief and storms of tears. The phantom entered her bedroom, passing quickly in through the doorbolt slit, and hovering at her head she rose and spoke now. "Sleeping, Penelope, your heart so wrung with sorrow? No need, I tell you, no, the gods who live at ease can't bear to let you weep and rack your spirit. Your son will still come home, it is decreed. He's never wronged the gods in any way." And Penelope murmured back, still cautious, drifting slowly now at the gate of dreams, "Why have you come, my sister? Your visits are all too rare in the past, for you make your home so very far away. You tell me to lay to rest the grief and tears that overwhelm me now, torment me, heart and soul. With my lion-hearted husband lost long years ago, who excelled the Argives all in every strength, that great man whose fame resounds through Hellas right to the depths of Argos, and now my darling boy, he's off and gone in a hollow ship, just a youngster, still untrained for war or stiff debate. Him, I mourn him even more than I do my husband. Quake in terror for all that he might suffer either on open sea or shores he goes to visit. Hordes of enemies scheme against him now, keen to kill him off before he can reach his native land again." "Courage," the shadowy phantom reassured her. "Don't be overwhelmed by all your direst fears. He travels with such an escort, one that others would pray to stand beside them. She has power. Pallas Athena. She pities you in your tears. She wings me here to tell you all these things." But the circumspect Penelope replied, "If you are a god, and have heard a god's own voice, come tell me about that luckless man as well. Is he still alive? Does he see the light of day? Or is he dead already, lost in the house of death?" "About that man," the shadowy phantom answered, "I cannot tell you the story, start to finish, whether he's dead or alive. It's wrong to lead you on with idle words." At that, she glided off by the doorpost past the bolt, gone on a lifting breeze. Icarius's daughter started up from sleep, her spirit warmed now that a dream so clear had come to her in darkest night. But the suitors boarded now and sailed the sea lanes, plotting in their hearts Telemachus's plunge to death. Off in the middle channel lies a rocky island just between Ithaca and Syme's rugged cliffs, Asteris, not large, but it has a cove, a harbour with two mouths where ships can hide. Here the Achaeans lurked in ambush for the prince. Book 5. Odysseus, Nymph, and Shipwreck. As dawn rose up from bed by her lordly mate Tithonus, bringing light to immortal gods and mortal men, the gods sat down in council, circling Zeus the Thunder King whose power rules the world. Athena began, recalling Odysseus to their thoughts, the goddess deeply moved by the man's long ordeal, held captive still in the nymph Calypso's house. "Father Zeus, you are the happy gods who never die. Never let any sceptred king be kind and gentle now, not with all his heart or set his mind on justice. No, let him be cruel and always practice outrage. Think, not one of the people whom he ruled remembers Odysseus now, that godlike man, and kindly as a father to his children. Now he's left to pine on an island, racked with grief, in the nymph Calypso's house. She holds him there by force. He has no way to voyage home to his own native land, no trim ships in reach, no crew to ply the oars, and send him scudding over the seas broad back. And now his dear son, they plot to kill the boy on his way back home. Yes, he has sailed off for news of his father, to holy Pylos first, then out to the sunny hills of Lacedaemon." "My child," Zeus, who marshals the thunderheads, replied, "what nonsense you let slip through your teeth. Come now, wasn't the plan your own? You conceived it yourself. Odysseus shall return and pay the traitors back. Telemachus, Sail him home with all your skill, the power is yours, no doubt, home to his native country all unharmed, while the suitors limp to